The first to split was Amy. We kind of figured it would be her. She seemed older, shrewder than the rest of us. We'd all arrived on campus that September, unpacked our trunks in the rustic dorm room, and strolled together into the little town, quaint and picturesque. It was already brisk at night in this northern region, brisk and dense with evergreens. We had on loosely woven sweaters, old jeans. We were dressed for the times. Anything could happen. So it was Amy, blonde and full-figured. She wasn't at school more than a month when she told us about Roger, a guy with horses across town, told us she'd be moving in with him. They lived in the loft above the stable. So Amy was the first one gone. Jane played guitar, so she got attention. She was next to pack up, toss her duffel bag into the bed of a rock band's pickup truck. We got a couple of postcards from her, and that was that. Mary was from Connecticut. She had long black hair and ivory skin, got a job at a bar in town, worked nights wearing a red apron, then stopped going to classes altogether. Why bother? We'd drop in and she'd be serving drinks, leaning over the bar or tossing her head in laughter. She looked good. Jane and Susan chose each other, got two huskies from the dog shelter, bought a rattly van. We broke a bottle of sangria on the hood, then bye-bye, off to Canada. Rachel left in the spring, Rachel with a lovely name and journal filled with poems, and of course it would be a professor, of course she'd set her sights on him. We'd see them driving around town, top down, his thinning hair blown back, Rachel waving her hand out the window like she was pulling it through a stream of water. Those commune guys came through the dorm one night, talked to Beth for hours, door closed. The main one was really cute. They came back the next night and she was ready, all packed, bank book in her back pocket, textbooks left on the floor, holding hands with the cute one. Who were we? Young girls from the city or suburbia, girls with middle-class families, girls with faces like flowers waiting to be plucked. We didn't know that being young was beautiful. Being young was a commodity, something we could trade for another life, a different life. And then at last, me, almost summer by then, climbing onto the back of a motorcycle and going west, far west, without ever looking back. Thanks.